Rob Motti, AP lead NFL writer, here with pro picks for Championship Sunday. From an odds standpoint, these are the most evenly matched title games in 25 years. The Eagles are 2.5-point favorites at home against the 49ers. The Bengals are 1.5-point favorites on the road against the Chiefs. The last time both championship games were less than 3-point spreads was 1998. That's as of now. Of course, those lines can move up until kickoff. Up first, the NFC game, Niners-Eagles. Two tough physical teams, the top two defenses in the NFL, two strong rushing attacks, but also plenty of playmakers on both sides. So it's old school football with a modern twist. The Niners have won 12 in a row. Brock Purdy is 7-0. The rookie last pick in the draft has only two career starts on the road, at Seattle, at Las Vegas. Philly's different. I used to sit in a 700-level end zone at the Vet. I covered nearly every home game in Philly for 22 years. The Eagles have a big-time home field advantage. Jalen Hurts is on a mission. Eagles, 24-23. In the AFC game, Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain is the major question mark in this rematch. Joe Burrow and the Bengals beat the Chiefs in the championship game on the road last year. Burrow is 3-0 against Mahomes. That's well documented. Patrick is banged up. We know that. He may not be able to do all the superhuman things he normally does, but he'll get the ball to Travis Kelce just enough to pull it off. Chiefs 30-27. For more insight on the games, check out Pro Picks on APnews.com.
Hey, I'm Rob Motti, and this week on the AP Pro Football Podcast, I'm joined by former AP NFL MVP Rich Gannon. We previewed the NFC and AFC championship games.
Let's start with the battle in Philadelphia. I'm so excited for this because we have two young quarterbacks that I think bring a totally different perspective. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, what he's done in these last seven games is simply incredible. I mean, you look at the production, the ball security, the decision-making. I've been saying it really for the last 7 weeks. He's done a great job staying in his lane. I think he realizes he's got the best defense in football around him. They've got a lot of playmakers on offense. And he doesn't have to go out and throw it 35 times each week. Kyle Shanahan's done a great job. He's averaging about 25 attempts per game. And so that's right in his sweet spot. And, of course, on the other side of it, Jalen Hurts, you and I both grew up in the Philadelphia area. And last year, the talk in Philadelphia was maybe the Eagles will be in the quarterback market in 2023. And Jalen Hurts is one of the most improved players in football. He was an MVP candidate, really just played outstanding. I think the improvement that he's made, I think just in terms of the decision making, but most importantly, his ability to process. He wasn't dropping back looking to run. He just really played some terrific football. The addition of A.J. Brown didn't hurt. And I'll tell you, Philadelphia, if you look at their first half scoring differential, they race off to these early leads, and then you just pin their ears back on defense. It's going to be important for San Francisco to keep it close. But I'm excited about that game. I'm also excited about the matchup in Kansas City. Obviously the big story, Patrick Mahomes dealing with that high ankle injury. I think he's going to play well. I think he's going to be limited some. That's going to affect his ability to, stretch plays and some of the unscripted offense, which he's so good at. But I'll tell you, I've been so impressed, Rob, with what I've seen from Joe Burrow. I mean, and not just this year. He is a real difference maker in that organization. You think about the fact that, he's won 5 playoff games already. Prior to his arrival, the Cincinnati Bengals in their entire existence won 5 playoff games. So I think it tells you a little bit about the significance and the importance of Joe Burrow 3 years ago.
To hear the full interview with Rich Gannon, listen to the AP Pro Football Podcast, available wherever podcasts are found.
NFL Roundup, I'm Dave Ferry. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles will be hosting conference championship games next weekend. The Bengals earned the right to head to Kansas City for the AFC title game. And the 49ers punched their ticket to the NFL clash in the city of brotherly love. Gene Battaglia was at the Bengals' win over the Bills.
For the second straight year, the Cincinnati Bengals will be traveling to Kansas City to face the Chiefs in the AFC championship game. The Bengals come to Buffalo and win decisively 27-10. Joe Burrow tossed a pair of touchdowns as the Bengals raced out to a 14-0 first quarter lead and would not look back.
We had a great game plan. Guys were making plays. Protection was holding up. We were running the ball well. It's just a complete game. Like I said, it's Not much to say about that one.
Quarterback Josh Allen of Buffalo threw for 265 yards and an interception in the loss.
I'm proud of our guys, how we handled situations throughout the year. We could have made a lot of excuses throughout the year of what was going on, but guys continued to fight. We wanted to win this one. We want to win them all. Those guys played better today.
It's the second straight year that the Bills bow out in the divisional round.
Burrow gave the offensive line credit for the success of the Bengals' drives.
One of their best games of the year, rushing, pass blocking. It might be our most complete game of the season as a team.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott says he couldn't have asked for more from his players.
I'm proud of them, even though this hurts. I'm proud of them in the way they handled themselves with class this year and the ups and downs and the adversity that they faced. And I think they'll take that with them. But for right now, this stings. I wish it was a different result.
The Niners ended the Cowboys season for the second straight year. Ryan Leung reports.
The 49ers broke through after a low-scoring first half to hold off the Cowboys 19-12 to advance to the NFC Championship game. Although it wasn't his best performance, Brock Purdy was 19 of 29 for 214 yards.
Playoff football is not easy, so to go and to pull off a win like that against a great team like Dallas and now going to the NFC Championship, it means a lot to us. And for myself, yeah, when I take a step back, it's pretty cool. Very thankful.
Christian McCaffrey had a 2-yard scoring run.
I think with this team, everything's intense, and that was true when I got here, and it's true now. Obviously, there's more on the line, but I think, we're winning. We got to just do the same thing as we always do every week, and that's correct the mistakes that we make and capitalize on the strengths and keep rolling and play our best game come Sunday.
Robbie Gould kicked 4 field goals. In the loss, Dak Prescott was 23 of 37 for 206 yards, including a 4-yard touchdown pass to Dalton Schultz.
When I wake up tomorrow, it'll be the first thing on my mind, and it will as I carry through in my training throughout this offseason as we get into the start of next season. It's about finding a way to get better, mastering everything that we can to make sure that we get over this hump, whatever it is, and give ourselves a chance at winning it all.
Sunday's conference title games will begin in Philadelphia. Although the Eagles have been in business since 1933 and the 49ers reached the NFL in 1946, this will be just the second time the two teams have met in the playoffs. The 49ers defeated the Eagles 14-0 in a 1996 wildcard game. The Bengals won their lone playoff meeting with the Chiefs in last year's AFC Championship game. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports. NFL Roundup, I'm Dave Ferry. The number one seeds are still alive in the playoffs. Kansas City was one touchdown better than Jacksonville, and Philadelphia blew out the Giants. A limping Patrick Mahomes and a pair of late takeaways carried the Chiefs to a 27-20 win over the Jaguars. Mahomes missed most of the second quarter after Jags pass rusher Arden Key landed on him. But the quarterback led the Chiefs on a 75-yard fourth quarter touchdown drive.
You just got to be a competitor at the end of the day. I mean, not all things are going to be perfect. You have to find a way to make stuff happen. Obviously, I missed some throws I probably think I could have made if I would have been in the right foot position.
Mahomes passed for 195 yards and 2 scores. Travis Kelce had 14 receptions for 98 yards and 2 TDs. Trevor Lawrence threw for 217 yards, 1 touchdown, and a late interception for Jacksonville.
They come up short. It stings. And, just like I said, you work so hard to get here, and nobody thought we were going to be here. And, we had our shot, and that's what hurts, So we'll be back. I'm confident in that. And this is more the beginning than it is the end of something.
Michael Owongo was on hand for the Eagles' easy victory.
The Eagles were able to get the jump in the first half as they were able to slay the Giants for a 38-7 win in the NFC Divisional Playoff. Quarterback Jalen Hurts threw a pair of first quarter touchdown passes. He also had a 5-yard touchdown run with 43 seconds to go in the second quarter that enabled the Birds to advance to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 2017.
We did a really good job of executing. And, we put a good one together. That's on all phases, all three phases. So it's always great to start fast.
Matt Breida had a touchdown run for the Giants.
Quarterback Daniel Jones says it was a tough finish in an otherwise encouraging year for the G-men.
I didn't play well enough today, and we're certainly disappointed by that. But, we came a long way this year. We accomplished a lot as a team, and we got a special group of guys in that locker room, and it was a special thing to be a part of.
I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.